Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be generally cloudy. See a couple of peaks at the sun here and there. High of about 73 degrees. Cloudy right now in Kenosha. It's 58. 55 in Burlington. 58 Milwaukee. Racine also at 58. Well, our weather having turned a bit cooler, now might be the best time to let you know the Farmer's Almanac is out with its winter forecast and says southeast Wisconsin will probably see a lot more snow than a year ago, though temperatures should be about average. The Almanac indicating much of the central U.S. will have near normal winter temperatures, mixed at times with the usual intervals of unseasonably mild conditions and the occasional shots of bitter cold. The People's Bank of China this morning announcing it will lower the interest rate there by a quarter point to 4.6%. Reaction in this country, encouraged but cautious. A research note from J.P. Morgan Chase says many investors will regard this cut as overdue, but the smart money at the biggest U.S. bank says the litmus test will be coming overnight, and it will take a few days to see just how this rate cut will affect trading in the United States. The Dow averages, of course, yesterday closed down close to 600 points on Wall Street. Steve Kassenbaum says the fallout from China's economic slowdown may not have yet run its course.
Anyone who follows the stock market closely was not surprised by yesterday's dramatic plunge.
We have been waiting for this kind of correction for a number of years.
Global economics analyst Rana Forahar writes for Time magazine. She says the U.S. economy is doing okay, but a slowdown in China has a big ripple effect.
China makes up about three times the amount of the global economy as it did 10 years ago. So it's a much bigger deal now when China slows down. About 30% of U.S. corporate profits come from emerging markets.
China has trillions of dollars in its reserves, though, and in theory, the government can take steps to prevent its slowdown from doing too much damage to the global economy. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Wall Street futures were soaring hours ahead of the opening bell. European stock markets bouncing back after Black Monday's worldwide trading situation. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500 futures all up more than 3% before the markets opened. Governor Scott Walker, meanwhile, calling on the president to cancel next month's U.S. visit by the Chinese president on fears of the slowdown in China's economy.
Because to me, not just because of what they've recently done to devalue their currency, but because of what they're not doing when it comes to upholding those very values. Why would we give that state visit to a country that doesn't share our values and our allegiances?
China, by the way, a major trading partner with the state of Wisconsin. Governor Walker last visiting that country a couple of years ago after former Governor Jim Doyle had made five economic trips there during his two terms in office. Speaking of being out on the campaign trail, which the governor was yesterday when he made those comments, there is legislation now at the state capitol in Madison that would require elected officials who run for higher office to report who's paying for all their travel.
Democratic State Representative Katrina Shankland is a co-sponsor of the bill, which is largely a response to trips Governor Scott Walker took earlier this year while considering his presidential run.
Any state official who is running for or even considering running for higher office, federal office, would be required to submit a monthly travel form with the GAB that explains what costs were incurred and who paid for them.
Walker's campaign has said it will reimburse the state for any campaign-related expenses while the governor is traveling. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Gourmet Foods International is going to be setting up shop in Kenosha later this year. The Atlanta-based specialty foods company picking the city after an extensive search that included other states. Gourmet to renovate an existing 35,000 square foot building in the business park of Kenosha. After two referenda on the use of marijuana passed last week, there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered regarding marijuana and the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin. Richard Bonnet, a professor of UW Law School, noting that the Obama administration has simply deferred to the states and the tribes, but he says that could change after the next election and new leadership in Washington.
Nobody has repealed the federal marijuana laws. They're still in place. So this is an administration interpreting those laws, and in 15 months we might have an entirely different administration with an entirely different interpretation.
The tribal legislature scheduled to discuss the outcome of the vote at their meeting in early September, looking for ways to make up for revenue lost with a rejection of the Kenosha Casino project. Fire units from Randall, Twin Lakes, Wheatland, Silver Lake all called out this morning a boathouse on fire in the 8500 block of 406th Avenue. 911 call from the property owner indicated the building by the lake had no vehicles or boats inside, and that it was about 100 yards away from the home. What caused it? Still undetermined. And family and friends of Racine County fire victim Steve Rogers have taken to social and regular media to seek some help for him, along with his daughter and their children. They lost everything in the weekend fire at a mobile home park. Roger Still at Columbia St. Mary's Medical Center in Milwaukee with smoke inhalation and burns to his throat and ears. Town of Dover mobile home in which they all lived, a total loss, cause still under investigation. A friend of Roger's daughter, Shannon Sweeney, asking the public for help with things like clothing and school supplies for the grandkids who are ages 6 and 9. She can be emailed at lucky753403@yahoo.com. Or you can contact Steve Rogers' ex-wife, Peggy. She'll take phone calls with any help. 262-455-1698. An effort to update and expand wayfinding signs around the city of Racine and extending out into neighboring communities using Michigan-based Corbin Design, which has done similar work in Milwaukee and Madison, is being supported by the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee. Based on the Council Committee of the Whole Directive, City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper indicated Corbin was picked out of 4 requests for quote responses to do a study and to recommend a plan of action. Community Development Program Specialist Jeff Fitton said the study will go beyond just the city limits to incorporate east of the interstate, but with focus toward Racine, like with the company and what it's done in those other communities.
7 miles to the north, county line to the south, and then 94 on the west, and of course the lake on the east. So we'll look at the overall transportation patterns and try to direct people off the freeway into our community to our destinations. So not only coming up with that circulation plan and identifying key sites for signage, but also designing the signs themselves and then determining what would be on the signs.
Available room tax money would be used to help pay the $56,000 contract, along with $10,000 from Real Racine and $5,000 each from the Uptown and Downtown Business Improvement Districts. The Lake Geneva man accused of trying to scam a Mount Pleasant woman out of thousands of dollars by posing as a bank examiner, now charged with theft by false representation and falsely acting as a public official. 72-year-old Francis Reardon in Racine County Court arrested at his home after a recently widowed Mount Pleasant woman told police that she'd been scammed by the man who called her, said that he was investigating a problem with her checking account, and she withdrew a significant amount of money from that account and gave it to him. Reardon is jailed. He'll be back in court September 3rd. A 51-year-old Kenosha man arrested for criminal damage to property, theft, and bail jumping. He was found inside a security fence around the scene of that big fire at the former Bastrop Roofing Complex at 64th Street and 28th Avenue. Daniel Warrens, according to report, was scrapping at the site using tools contained in a backpack. A police official said the fence was cut to allow entry. That fire 11 days ago consuming the old commercial complex. Fire Chief John Thompson previously had called it suspicious. Used car giant CarMax is being accused of routinely selling vehicles under recall without making repairs, though it's not against the law to do that. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says an independent inquiry by the Connecticut Public Interest Group is, in his word, chilling.
If they were new cars, they could not be sold with those defects. But the present law permits used cars to be sold with these defects without repairs.
CarMax says they urge buyers to go to auto dealers and get the recalls fixed. Blumenthal says that's not nearly enough, wants the Federal Trade Commission to forbid these kinds of sales, and he is sponsoring federal legislation to make it against the law. And there was a dead crow found in Kenosha County earlier this month. It tested positive for the West Nile virus. The Kenosha County Division of Health says that test means Kenosha County residents are going to have to be a little more vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquito bites. The mosquitoes can spread the problem. WRJN.com, your source for our local news. On our webpage is the podcast. You can listen to those whenever you want. At WRJN News, you can get our updates on Twitter. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.